Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to our broadcast today. We're so thankful that you are with us and trust that you're having a beautiful Friday, enjoying this beautiful weather on this Friday afternoon. But it's always a joy to be back with you each and every week and talk about some things in the Bible, things that are going on in our world. And we certainly have some things we need to talk about today. It's been a rough week for conservatives here in Ohio. And of course, the election didn't go as we were praying that we were hoping it would go. And so I needed some comfort today. I needed some pick-me-up. And so Pastor Al Davis is joining me today. Pastor Al, thanks for being with me today.
Well, Brother Lutz, thank you for allowing me on. As I was telling people, or I think we talked before, we could commiserate together a little bit. But, you know, I share what you're talking about there. We hope for better.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of our people were really working hard trying to get issue one passed. And I know you and a lot of your friends, people, yeah, your circles were as well. And genuinely trying to do this, thinking it's the right thing to do. And certainly with a view to the abortion, the radical abortion amendment proposed for the Ohio Constitution that'll be on the ballot in November. And this would have been one of the best ways to keep that out of the Constitution.
Yeah.
I'm honest about that. That's one of the main reasons. There were other very good reasons for issue one, but that was one of several. And as I've told people, if that was the only reason, isn't that good enough when you're talking about the lives of unborn children?
Yeah.
Didn't go the way that we had hoped, but I am just thankful for everybody that got out and labored. And hopefully, you know, we spend a couple of days, you know, just kind of recouping, licking our wounds and say, okay, now got to get back up, get back in the saddle. And we've got a job to do coming up November.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. And I was thinking, you know, we're really in a not in a good place in Ohio, but we kind of knew this. There's a difference between, I know I've taken heat for saying this before, but not every conservative is a Christian. And so we have this idea that I don't know that we'd ever get back to where we need to be without some very radical change. And part of this is, I think we're doing it as men. I was thinking of that verse David wrote, if the foundations be destroyed, what could the righteous do?
Right.
And we're watching the foundations of truth. Just, I mean, you had people voting who, I mean, were so upside down on what the reality of this vote was all about. It was disturbing. And because you're looking at them and like, and there was no talk in any sense. Like you were on two different sides and the polarization just continues, but you're on different sides and there's no change in minds. I mean, it was just, it was that set. And I know you had some experiences as well where people were confused on even what they were voting because I think they did. I would never, I don't want to give them credit, but the messaging that they took advantage of, I think really played to their advantage this week.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I was working the elections in Richfield Village, where I live, and just watching people come in. And you know, when you're working the elections, you're not supposed to tell people, well, I think you should vote this way or I think you should vote that. But I had people that are asking questions like, I don't even understand what this means. And I'm thinking to myself, well, haven't you looked at anything? And I keep wanting to say, well, go look at this website or something, you know, and read what will happen. I mean, even if you just read it, when you looked at the ballot, it was pretty straightforward. Yeah. It really wasn't ultimately that confusing, but it's something you and I talked about before. The left had the home court advantage here in two ways. One way is we were trying to change the status quo. They were trying to defend the status quo and maintain the status quo. It's easier to maintain the status quo than to change it. A no vote meant keeping the things the way they've been since 1912. A lot of people say, well, if it works in 1912, why do we need to change it?
Right.
And I saw people who I know to be Republicans who were voting no because, well, why do we need to change things? This is the Constitution. It's been this way since as long as I can remember. Yeah. And then the other thing that they had the advantage in is that people were confused. And when people are confused on an issue, they know that typically when somebody's confused, they'll either vote no or not at all. And that's all they had to do. And people were talking, and I would get calls and people asking me questions. Well, they said this, and then they said that, and it contradicts itself. And I'm just so confused. I said, that's by design.
Yeah, right.
By absolute design. They use confusion as a tool to keep people from voting yes. And, of course, who's the author of confusion?
That's right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's so that was some of the problem. And you, and as the numbers come in, you know, were you surprised at how many northern counties, in addition to, I mean, Cuyahoga and Lorain are almost guaranteed that.
And then unfortunately Summit as well.
Well, that's true.
Akron, Barberton. Yeah.
But were you surprised on like Medina? You know, that was kind of a surprise for me. And then all the way up through Ashtabula.
Yeah, but I was heartened that Medina voted no, county-wise. I think Medina was a no, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Portage County, Summit County, and then, of course, you know, like you said, Cuyahoga County, Lorain, Geauga, Lake, Ashtabula,
Erie,
Warren, all voted.
Yeah, Lucas County.
Yeah, Lucas County.
Anything along the lake.
Yeah. And then, Hamilton and you know, the whole Cincinnati area, Franklin down the Columbus area. And then, of course, I believe there Athens is at, in that bastion of conservatism there at Ohio University. I say that
Delaware
decidedly,
County.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Delaware County.
Delaware County, and that's in that Franklin or Columbus area.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it also reflects why issue one was needed, because those are the counties essentially, maybe with the exception of Ashtabula, where they go to get these citizen-led petitions signatures.
Yeah.
They don't go to the rest of the state if they can't, if they don't have to, because they only need half the counties, 44 counties. So they ignore the less populated counties typically and go the more populated ones. And generally speaking, that's where they're going to get the people more favorable for left-leaning things, such as the radical abortion on demand up until birth amendment that they've got scheduled for this fall, and the recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be there too. And you know, that brings up another one of my concerns, that all the recreational marijuana people are going to be turning out in droves. That's one thing that'll motivate the marijuana users, is the fact that they'll get it in the Constitution. They'll be out in droves, and they're more likely to vote for the abortion amendment. You know, I mean, hey, it's going to sound terrible. People won't like me saying it, but typically people who use marijuana a lot don't think as clearly as other people. It affects your analytical thinking.
Yeah.
And they're not going to investigate the abortion amendment. They're not going to realize that it's abortion on demand for any reason at all up to the day of birth. No state influence, no parental or guardian influence on minors, just purely the woman, no matter how young she is, and a doctor that she might have met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you bring up a great point there, because with the increase of the use of marijuana, especially among young people, I mean, it'd be interesting, again, as more numbers come out about who voted and kind of the statistics about it, you know, you're going to have the young people who, even today you talk about, and you try to talk to them about, you know, the LGBT stuff or abortion, I mean, they are so indoctrinated towards believing those lies about those, they're going to go hand in hand. So it's going to be a yes and a yes for that. And again, we're kind of behind the way anyway. Knowing going into it, I think you gave that report a few weeks ago of something like 54 or 55%. They already know are planning on voting.
yes.
at least by the polls, voting for this radical abortion amendment.
Yeah, I think it was 54% was Northern Ohio University had done a poll on issue one, and while they were at it, they were asking about voting for an abortion amendment, and indicate something like 54% were willing to do that. Because, and I'll guarantee, I've been listening to some secular media talk programs and things, and people calling in, and they're talking about this, and most of them, when they're talking about the abortion amendment that's planned for this fall, think that it's just, well, you know, we shouldn't tell women that they can't get an abortion.
Yeah, right.
They don't know just how radical it is. I mean, this is going to put us in company with places like North Korea, Communist China. Most of the rest of the world does not allow abortions after the first trimester,
yeah.
let alone the day of birth,
right?
Which this will allow.
And it's amazing that we're even talking about this. You know, I've said this last week. We talk about being a supermajority red state, but the reality is this is really who we are.
Yes.
I mean, even, you know, you run the numbers on, and again, we talked about it, we had at lunch today, but talking about who voted, who didn't vote. So you had, according to the Secretary of State's office, you have 7.9 million registered, I'm just rounding these numbers up, 7.9 million registered voters, only 3 million voted, and for that, only 1.3 basically million voted to put this amendment on. So when you look at that, that leaves 6.6 million people that either voted no, which means most of them are probably voting for the amendment or for the abortion. And then you've got the other 6.6 are part of that, that are, you know, going to have blood on their hands too.
Yeah.
Because this was a chance to put an obstacle in a way to stop, to be a preventative from further deterioration in our society. And they, some I'm sure were legitimate, you know, maybe health issues, but a lot of people just stayed home. And we know that and on these off elections. But it, you know, again, it shows the depravity of our country. I mean, we don't understand liberty. We don't understand constitutional republics. Our people are just been indoctrinated for generations. And I think as preachers, we know first and foremost, it's because when you forget God, he says, the nation that forgets God, he shall turn into hell.
Right.
And that's what we're watching before us, because the numbers of people who say they believe in God, go to church, read a Bible, even know what the Bible, what is a Bible? You know, how many churches today, Brother Al, down by you or up by us, they don't even have a Bible because what they're using isn't the Bible. And and even if you try to, people try to find a middle ground on that, and nothing good ever comes out of compromise. So how you get back to that point, I mean, you really, we talked a little bit about it. It's, you know, re-education is how it has to happen. You got to, churches are such a mess, you know, especially up by Lakewood. I mean, most of them were promoting these types. There was some other churches, New Life Church there in Lakewood had, they put up their yes sign, and so it was good to see some other churches, at least them, and we had ours up. Lasted a half hour, Brother Al. I put it up on voting day, and right across, we were right across the street from a voting precinct. We put it up. My son and I went in to do some work in the church, came out a half hour later. Somebody had kicked it, destroyed it, put it down. So we straightened it out and put it another place. And one other time, I was working outside, and a lady, she kind of came over, and I could see she was, my son was watching through the one window, and you could tell she was coming, but she saw me sitting there, so she just kind of kept going past it. So, I mean, we're up there in Lakewood. I mean, but that's where we're at, right? So we're gonna stand for what's right. We're not gonna coddle and cradle. We're gonna stand for the truth, and come what it may. You know, this church, this other church up there, and that's that where Mike Fodor, you were with Mike Fodor.
Right.
That's where Mike's church is. And, you know, they had people, we're going to report you to the IRS. We had this last year ourselves. We're going to report you to the IRS, and you're 501c3, all this stuff. But that's just the hostilities that we're accustomed to in Lakewood. But so we got a city council that, I mean, they passed legislation just to grandstand. They did one on abortion a few years ago. The one councilman who I think is just a despicable man, this Jason Schachner. I hope he gets saved. I hope he'd even hear it. But he chewed us out. You're despicable and reprehensible. And to take away a woman's right, you know, and here goes the messaging, right? We're talking about the abortion amendment. And I think we agree, most people are not investigating what these.
So
someone's going to walk in there and say, do you want to vote yes or no for the right to reproductive freedom with protections for health and safety? I mean, it just sounds so beautiful,
yeah,
doesn't it?
How can you be against that? You must be some kind of cruel tyrant.
Well, exactly.
Misogynist.
So the average person who's not doing that saying, wait a minute, no one's taking away my reproductive freedom. It doesn't say anywhere in there about abortion. But we know that that's what it's all about. The news is reporting. The day after, it was a celebration. They're all standing there, we're gonna get our abortion. We're going to get to kill our children. Brother Al, have you ever seen so many people just so excited to have a chance to kill their babies if they wanted to?
Well, I tell you, it's the spirit of Moloch.
Oh, boy.
The spirit of Moloch. They sacrificed their children to Moloch that they might have prosperous lives.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening today. Our people are sacrificing their children in order to have prosperous lives.
And let's just put this out there. We know the statistics show, while some married people do get abortions, it's mainly those who are single. They want their fornication. They want their fornicating without consequences. Mm-hmm. That's what they want, and that's what they've been taught. I mean, goodness, how many shows have we done over the years on the sexualization of children from kindergarten on? I mean, that's all they've ever known. Hey, you want to live? This is how you find out who your partner is, right?
Yeah.
So it's all without consequences to them.
I heard somebody on a secular program out of the Akron area, the caller was saying, well, you know, I'm against using abortion for birth control because that's what people are doing. And the host is like, that shouldn't be done. And then the guy says, yeah, instead of abortion, they can just have the morning after pill.
Ignorance. Pure ignorance.
And the host is like, well, yeah, that makes sense. You don't have to get an abortion. You can just do a morning after pill. That's an abortion.
That's right.
It's
absolutely
a chemical abortion.
That's right.
And the lack of knowledge and the people who were talking were basically identifying themselves as conservative Republicans.
Yeah.
And this is what we're facing in our circles today. And getting back to issue one and the failure, we're going to be talking about this in the next half hour as well.
Yeah.
I know we're rapidly going through your half hour here, but I think it's part of the problem that we've had is the messaging. I think you mentioned that earlier. Too little, too late.
Yeah.
Early voting started in early July. I want to say July 11th or something.
It's
about something like that. But in early July, where was the advertising to support issue one? I had person after person saying, all I see is no signs. All I hear is advertisements telling me to vote no.
Yeah.
What's going on? And we had limited amount of money. And we didn't have near the foot soldiers that the other side had.
Well, we were working.
Yeah. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic. I'm trying to think who it was. A paper in Summit County, not the Akron Beacon Journal, the West Side Leader, I think, had an article where they were talking about somebody, I don't know if it was a county government or Akron city government or something, was decrying all of the outside money that's funding the vote yes, all these outside interests that are pushing their desires on Ohio. And yet, when we've looked at the numbers now, we were outfunded beyond 2-1 by the left, mostly outside funding, including a Swiss billionaire who spent he spent over $200 million that he sent here, I think it was. I'd have to look that number up again.
Yeah.
Trying to do, why are people in Switzerland and people in California and people in New York trying to make sure that issue one failed? Well, part of it is because they know that it was the biggest threat to not only the abortion amendment, but other leftist agenda amendments that are planned. The mayor of Cleveland, you said it on your program last week.
Yeah.
The mayor of Cleveland, Mayor Bibb, said what?
They're coming after guns next. They need sensible gun control laws.
Yes.
And this will make it easier to accomplish it.
Yeah.
So the covers, I mean, there's no shame. We were talking about earlier. There's no shame with these guys anymore. And so really the cover's off on everything. And they know, and now this just reaffirms, hey, there's a lot of people that support them in this wickedness, and they can push forward with this stuff. So, you know, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The consequences of what we see happening, it's just we want to be salt and light as Christians.
Yes, we do.
And we need to be salt and light as Christians. And salt only works when it gets out of the shaker. Everybody's familiar with the analogy. You shake it into the soup, and it makes the soup taste better. Or my mom grew up on a working farm, and I have a coffee table in my living room that my mom never liked because it was the old salt table. And one of my uncles had shortened it down and refinished it and turned it into a coffee table, but it was where they put the meat on when they would be butchering, and they would put the meat on there, and they would pound salt into it to help preserve the meat, and then they would smoke it. And so it was the old salt tables. My mom didn't like it because it brought back all the memories. They had a pound of salt into the meat. But salt's a preservative.
Yeah.
And it's got to get out there. And yet we had Christians who couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
One guy said to one of the people at our booth at the Summit County Fair, well, I'm just a sojourner here.
Yeah.
I guess that excuses him from having to vote.
Yeah.
And be involved. But and I've heard people say, where were the pastors? Where were the churches?
Yeah.
I know some were, and I've been fortunate to be involved with a number of Christians, a number of pastors who've been very involved in trying to support issue one, because we know the cost. We know where they're going with this. We know that they needed to defeat this in order to get their abortion amendment passed in the fall.
Yeah.
And we understood that this was one of the biggest defenses that we had to stop them. And yet, so many Christians, like you said, they still want to get involved. They're too worried. You shouldn't be talking about that. It's just preach the gospel, brother. That's all you need to do.
Well, and we'll pick this up, and I appreciate him. I'm going to be on with Pastor Al here after we're coming up on the end of this broadcast here real soon. And we'll pick up about that. But that's really where people, they separate that. They really separate, almost like a secular, spiritual thing, and they don't realize that that's just as much a part of it.
Absolutely.
You know, and being that. Because really, it's our being. It's a new being. And to separate it and to think that way makes me think, well, you've got one life on Sunday if you go to church and another life somewhere else, rather than the life of Christ, because the life of Christ doesn't care what the government says. They do what's right. And so even this abortion thing, you know, man can give whatever right he wants to man writing down. God has not changed his views on it. And anyone who calls themselves a Christian and says God's okay with abortion, they're totally upside down. They're holding the truth and unrighteousness, and they need to get saved. I mean, it's just, they don't understand their concept of God, their understanding of God, it's totally upside down. And they have to, but we know how it is. When somebody, for somebody to admit they've been believing a lie, boy, that pride gets involved and it gets real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I wanted to mention real quick, this weekend at our church, we have an extra church service. Pastor Dennis White from Grace Baptist Church of North Ridgeville last year came out and did a little revival for us Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so tomorrow night, Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m., we're going to have church over at North Coast Baptist, and then Brother White will be with us all day on Sunday as well, 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. But Saturday's a little bit of an unusual service as far as most people don't have church on Saturday nights. So I want to invite you to come on out again, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, right there at 2051 Quail Street. We want to invite you to come I know it'll be a great blessing for you. It was last year. We did, had a great time, and the Lord really used it. So I want to encourage you to come on out Saturday. And if you don't have a church home, come out Sunday, 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock as well. Well, we're going to come back after this, Pastor Al, and pick up where we left off. And hopefully we'll make some headway on figuring out this problem. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, amen. Well, thanks for being with us, and we'll be back right after the break here.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.